You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What is the Ramrade Offending and Related Measures Bill?
A legislation that has just passed its first reading in Parliament, and it is designed to make ramrading and offences related to that, such as posting footage on social media, a separate offence, which means that younger rangatahi can be processed through youth courts, and those 15 and upwards can be processed through the adult courts with a max penalty of 10 years. And said the bill also breaks several human rights of the child with the changes in legislation surrounding Oranga Tamariki Acts around the age of criminal responsibility and taking samples and bodily fluids from a child.
Okay, next question though. Why ram raids in particular?
So ram raids have been highlighted as a really hot topic, especially over the election period. Since it had such high media coverage, the rhetoric surrounding young offending was completely inflated in order to be used as a vehicle by the Labor Party in particular to look tough on crime, as it was a pretty hot issue at, you know, around the time of the election period. However, what we've seen is that the measures that the government want to put in place do not relate to the stats at all. They don't reflect the actual drop in ram raids, especially a drop of upwards of 61% over the past 6 months. That obviously is not something that has been mentioned in the media, because it doesn't quite align to the narrative of why people think the Ram Raids Amendment Bill is needed. It really was just sort of the hot topic of, you know, every few years there's a moral panic. And, you know, in the past people might recall that the hot topic of the week or of the time was, you know, boy racing, things like that. The stats have indicated that, as with, you know, past social moral panics and phenomenons like boy racing and things like that, just as those have gone down in a sort of downward trend, and they sort of peaked at one time and everyone freaked out about it, and then it slowly just dribbles down. That's sort of what we're seeing with ram raids as well, is that the numbers are sort of dribbling down. So the policies and measurements that are proposed to be put in place are not even evidence-based. They don't reflect the stats at all, but it was definitely, I would say, a bit of a pandering policy to use youth offending as a sort of stronghold argument in the election period.
What is your connection to the movement against this bill?
I am a part of the Regional Youth Council for Voice Whakarongo Mai. Voice is the national advocacy service for kids in care of the state or who have been in care of the state up to age 25. That also covers young people who are in the youth justice space.
In the press release that you guys sent, or that I received from Amnesty, it had a quote calling to withdraw your support from this bill and instead back evidence-based solutions that will serve our communities. Could you explain what are some of these evidence-based solutions?
So the evidence-based solutions that have been explored are mostly involved devolving the sort of youth justice system back into more of a rehabilitative state, more of a restorative justice state, and importantly, upholding the mana of both the victim and the young offender is deeply important. And, you know, we believe that there is ways to uphold the mana of the victim ensure that restorative justice takes place and also addresses the root causes of the offending itself. And when we address the root causes of the offending, we'll notice that usually the offending tends to stop. And so we're able to sort of swoop in and, you know, actually step in and prevent further offending, as well as it's just a crucial time for these organisations such as ourselves, these wraparound services for young people that find themselves in this situation, is like, we should actually be double checking that this young person is okay, find out their story, where have they come from, what is affecting them, what was their true and honest reasoning behind the offending, because we noted with consultation with young people in YJ spaces was that it was predominantly the context of poverty and wanting to help out their whānau with bills was a very popular reason that these young people were engaging in ram raids. So if there was, you know, we devolved back to community-based wraparound services for young people and for victims in order to sort of engage in a more constructive, restorative justice, as well as like making sure that the young person's holder is also, you know, maintained and respected, so that, you know, everyone is in a good place when it comes to, you know, having that restorative justice sort of space, because it's clear that penal populism and these knee-jerk reactions of harsher punishment aren't even suitable for adults, let alone for young people. And the harsher penalties for young offending that have been tried in the past, such as the boot camps, had disastrous failure rates, well, re-offending rates. And what the Labor Party actually already has had in place, that framework has had an 80% success rate. So they know the framework that can be used successfully, and that's with community engagement. And what we need is more of that community engagement type of thinking, and youth-led interventions as well, that is far more constructive than a max penalty of 10 years for a 12 or 13-year-old who, you know, has done one ram raid, max penalty 10 years, going away for their entire adolescence is not going to break the cycle. And a lot of these young people, if not all of them, have come from a family or a broken home, or just in some way have been affected by abuse and poverty, substance abuse and mental illness.
Is there any changes that you'd like seen to this bill, or would you personally just throw it in the trash?
Personally, I would just completely throw it in the trash, simply on the basis that the stats that have been published by the Beehive in the same breath as this bill going past its first reading, the stats completely contradict the attitude that the or the narrative that the bill is trying to address. Like, the bill is trying to inflate this youth crime, ram raids, moral panic situation that's been building for quite some time in the media as a way to just, like, weaponize a sort of knee-jerk reaction. So the very fact that it doesn't line up with the stats, that tells me it should be binned, because it's not even based on any evidence that has been provided, especially by organisations such as Voice Whakarongo Mai.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.